This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Yeah, but what are you going to do with the fact that 6 million Californians use the state and local tax deduction? New York as well, feeling like they pay into the federal government a lot more than they get back. When the final bill is all said and done, ready for a broad vote, you're not going to get those people on board who say their constituents are seeing higher taxes, like a Peter King, who we're going to speak with momentarily, as well as others in California, Illinois. Is there room for movement on that state and local tax deduction, sir?
So at the end of the day, I think we're going to be able to prove that we can provide tax relief for all Americans, regardless of where they live. And so we have been working very carefully with our high-tax state lawmakers. I know, too, those high-tax states are already rethinking how hard they tax their citizens, because Congress is actually, for the first time, saying, look, why don't we, rather than have high tax rates and everyone just subsidize and pay each other's taxes, why don't we lower the tax rates for everybody and you just pay your own? It is a new way of thinking, but we are working with our high-tax state lawmakers to make sure there's real relief. And at the end of the day, I think the House bill did a very good job of addressing this issue. I think we can do better. And we've pledged to work with our state high-tax state lawmakers to do exactly that.
That's
Maria Bartiromo speaking with Kevin Brady, U.S. representative from Texas, representing Houston particularly. You know, the thing is that is so complicated by this, this tax reform bill, Scott, is that you do have these important states, New York, California, and Chicago, that have basically taken everything just about off the bone. And so when you go to address a plan that should be good for all, it's not because of what they've done at the state level already. And so here it is for those three states. The rest of the country has to, dance around and is going to have to give up something in order to carry what these states have done. But that's not being brought out, because that would be politically incorrect, I guess, if you brought out why these three states in particular have issues. Now, interestingly enough, these three states, because of what they've done, they're either bankrupt or on the verge of bankruptcy or economically challenged, to say the least. And so anything that would take away money from their coffers is going to be painful because of commitments and how they're already set up. Now, they moved away from everybody else, and this should be a classic example that, this is what you don't want to do, and other states and governors have acted prudently, and they're not in tough a position as these three states in particular that represent, a lot of people. But this is what, in a sense, this is how socialism has crept in, and particularly in those three states. And I know this is going out a little bit here, but you have to look at their economic stability and their backbone and their structure, what they've set up over the years. And now here it is. We just want to do a simple tax cut, and it's a problem because they've kind of locked themselves in. Now, are they prepared, and can they possibly retrofit something here to where their constituencies can realize a break without the rest of America having to carry the day for these state governments that have basically robbed from Peter to pay Paul for so long that they're backed up in a corner here? I know this sounds rather academic, and there's a lot of nuance to this, but this is what makes it so complicated and also so political. Because this is a mess that these three states have created for themselves. And guess what? it's becoming our mess as well, and we can't look at a straight-up tax reform or tax cut because of what they've backed themselves into and, in a sense, backed the rest of us. So, in a sense, we're all being held hostage, if you get my drift.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's how we roll. You know that. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with us. Jennifer Breeden joins us now. It's been a while since we've talked with Miss Jennifer, who's been about and around, of course, a legal analyst and also a human rights attorney, and much on the docket to discuss. Jennifer, happy Thanksgiving to you, post-wise. Trust all went well for you and the family?
It did. It really did. It's been kind of a crazy month. You know, I just returned from the Middle East, but it's been good. I'm, getting some stuff ready. Had a move recently, so it's great to talk to you. Great to be on with you, Bill. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving as well.
It was wonderful. Good family time and good fun with friends, too, and it all worked out. So it was wonderful, a great time. And I think it's a great time of year for a lot of America. We were talking about this earlier, Jennifer, that people are more genuinely optimistic going into this holiday season. Today, Cyber Monday, a lot of buying activity, great Black Friday numbers, small business numbers up big, stock market at record levels, economy moving in the right direction, and it's just waiting on tax reform. If the tax reform comes off the way I'm hoping it will, Jennifer, just don't hold me back. Let me go.
I will. No, I will. And I love to hear good news because I think, you know, we don't get enough of that and we don't get enough of the truth, especially from a lot of the mainstream media. But, I mean, there are great numbers here. I just spoke with Congressman Grossman of Wisconsin recently in person. And, I mean, he talked about the tax reform bill and sure there's things that they want to make sure is in there and change. But there's some great people in Congress, even on both sides of the aisle, that want to see this happen. I mean, certainly not the loudest voices on both sides of the aisle, but there are the quiet voices that are digging their heads down, and they're very hopeful about it. So there's a lot of good news coming out.
Well, and to your point, not all congressmen and women are partisan. They're held in check by their party right now because it has become that way, and it's a sad commentary because I say, Jennifer, this is what we're paying. This is our tax dollars. We're paying for this obstructionism. And instead of having people there doing the bidding of the American people in their best interest, subordinating their personal interest, and this is what's all coming to bear right now, is there's been a lot of personal interest from the ruling elite and very little interest for we the people. This is why Donald Trump won.
Exactly. And I think that's what people are desperate for, you know. I mean, there are a lot of people that I know voted for Trump that aren't necessarily conservative or Republican that were just tired of it and wanted a voice more of the people. That just actually stated something, wanted to care about the jobs and more positive news rather than some of the lies. I mean, you know, we look at even some of the attacks that have happened over the last week and things like that. And even some of the media stories coming out on that are just unequivocally false coming from somebody who's been in the region.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, you just got back from the Middle East. I'm curious what you were hearing overseas, and also in light of you being a human rights attorney, with the sexual harassment that has broken wide open. And I'm only hoping, I say wide open with quotes, only because I really think that if we're going to address this issue, it really does need to be split wide open. You know, we've had reports all the way from Hollywood now to the Beltway, and every day you wake up and it's like, okay, what's the latest harassment headline?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this is a very important thing, specifically having studied. In fact, you know, when I began my sort of legal career, legal path in education, I started in sex trafficking. And so I started in some of these fields. But I mean, you start to see where this era of sexual harassment has really taken off in the United States. And, you know, obviously we have these media outlets where we can come, but this is worldwide. You know, this has happened not only in the U.S., but in Europe and elsewhere. But I mean, specifically in the U.S. as it relates to our work, you know, there's a couple levels where we've seen it, not only in Hollywood and the Beltway. I think those are the two most important ones, because these are places where women really want to work. So if you look at Hollywood first, you have younger kids, you know, that want to get a job in Hollywood. Sometimes, in some cases, you have parents that are really pushing their kids to be there. So if you have somebody like Harvey Weinstein calling the shots, you might have parents saying, let's just keep it quiet so you can get this job. On the Beltway, where I have lived, where I have been, it is a very serious culture of this kind of male-dominated culture. If you don't come out to the bar and have whiskey and cigars, you're really not going to get put on that panel or get placed in this job. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard, because with women, you know, we do have a lot of loopholes to jump through. And I've never been any, you know, staunch, strict feminist in all of these areas until I started working in some of these fields. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is really happening.
Mm-hmm. What is the ratio, Jennifer? I know we focus, it's easy to focus in some sense on abuses to women. How about abuses to men? Do we have any kind of numbers as to a percentage of how many men are experiencing sexual harassment?
Most of the numbers are just those, and I those are changing rapidly. So for me to even bring a number now, because as these stories have started coming out over the last month, numbers are now just fluctuating so much, because they're starting to realize, wow, as more voices are being heard, we're wrong on all these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at Hollywood, the numbers of men are much higher. Take out the Beltway, take out politics and some of the sexual harassment that's happened in D.C. If you look at Hollywood, those numbers are much higher of men, of young boys having been sexually molested or harassed,
right,
things like that, because it's more the child actors. That's why when I spoke about Hollywood, it becomes less women assault and more just child assault, child sexual assault, or just sexual molestation, because that's what it's been. So the numbers have been much higher in the Hollywood circles on men in politics and things like that, or corporate America, but specifically in politics in D.C., it's been a higher number of women than men.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely numbers have been fluctuating as voices are now being heard, as men are, you know, becoming more brave, because that's what social media has allowed. It's allowed a platform for men that might have been just living with that shame, with complete shame, to come out and say that. Not only that, a lot of them have signed papers, non-disclosures, have gotten paid off. And so they're having to risk the fact that they might have to pay some of that money back, or that they're violating a non-disclosure agreement by being able to come forth and speak out. But,
exactly.
But we hope to see the numbers change. We hope to see them. We hope to see those numbers go up so that we have an idea, not go up, but from the past, so that we have an idea now of what's happening. These voices can be heard. We can start to truly address the problem, not just allowing more shame for the victims, but allowing hope, restoration, and hopefully a way that we can stop this.
Exactly. Well, Corey Feldman, speaking of young boys, has been sounding the alarm for, gosh, it seems like a couple of decades. He confronted Barbara Walters. Well, it was a confronted. I say only a confrontation, because Barbara Walters was so resistant to handle and deal with the truth. And she was a bit protective toward the Hollywood elite and what Corey Feldman, you know, had been saying. And he continues to put it out there. So, yes, I agree that that is something yet to be fully exposed. Like all these other issues, you know, in Beltway, and I would say corporate boardrooms, or anywhere where there's an opportunity for influence and power, that can happen in Small Business USA. It doesn't have to be at some Fortune 500 company. This is the stuff that sets us up because, you know, we're human beings. And that's my whole point of all this, Jennifer, because we are human. We're subject to our own human foibles. And if anything is bipartisan and equal opportunity, it is the debasement of our humanity, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? Voices coming out like Corey Feldman's and more are the first step in the battle against human rights.
Exactly. More from Jennifer Braden on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Colonel Sanders here with another important holiday message from KFC. This year, don't get the ones you love some lame, boring gift like a new car or jewelry or toys or expensive electronics or any other junk. Nope, get that special someone what they really want. Exactly! A KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink. It's a perfect gift for all those important people in your life who get hungry right around lunchtime. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
We all be saved, free, saved. We're more beautiful, we come to land united. We all be saved, free, saved. Tell me why, everybody. If we all fight, let's fight for each other. If we're gonna show, then love me.
away like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'll tell you, the lyrics of that song are so powerful. I hope it touches your heart, you know, that somehow we can be unified. But I'm telling you, if we're going to be unified, it's going to be at a spiritual level. It's going to be at a higher level, not in and of ourselves. And no doubt what Vandisa sings there, that we all bleed the same. And the question that many Americans are asking, why can't we come together, Jennifer Breeden? This is the heart's cry of more and more people that I speak with across the country, is that, you know, we've had enough of this civil, you know, discord and, you know, the walls that have been separating people that have so much in common, really, when we come down to it, right?
It's true. And I think the main reason, I think the biggest problem is just our, it's become this misunderstanding of truth. What is absolute truth? Because now it seems that there's so much truth, and it doesn't matter politically what you think in civil society, but that truth, the absolute truth, black and white, like even the lyrics of Mandisa's song, you know, that we bleed the same, we are human, this is humanity. We've lost that sense of absolute truth, and now it's become this moral relativism. And where truth is just whatever item is the hot topic of the day, and what you have to think left and right. And we've lost the sense of truth, the sense in the Almighty, the sense in a one God that has truly unified, that really was the basis for absolute truth, the basis for our Western legal system.
Right.
And it is sad as we go in this direction. We must always seek that absolute truth.
Well, this is the price a secular society pays when it turns its back on God. The thing that's most unconscionable for me as someone who loves history and looks back on our founding fathers and looks at the origination of this great American experiment, bathe in the blessings of God. And somehow we you know, a couple hundred years later, we decide, oh, we don't need God anymore. We'll take it from here. I mean, it's pretty arrogant when you think about it.
It is, and we think that that's happened. You know, we forget that, because even the naysayers, the ones who have kicked God out, they also utilize the founding fathers and say, well, that was separation of church and state. Actually, that was never really a legal document. That was a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote, just expressing
exactly
his belief that the church, that not one church needed to control the state, which is fine, but just the underlying opinion that we all have respect for each other, mutual respect and understanding.
And the thing is amazing with that, we all, and I say we, anybody who has any concern about being educated and knowledgeable,
right,
understands that that's where the origination of that concept came from. And it was, you know, kind of a speaking out loud statement, if I can use Bruce Kaufman's statements, that where he was thinking out loud saying, okay, hey, this is what it is, considering where they came from, where the original immigrants to this country came from, and how much pressure they were under because they didn't go along with the state regulated and mandated religion.
Yes, in fact, they were worshiping. They had to worship in their basements because the Church of England was taxing them so much and was mandating everything outside of any sort of biblical teaching. They were worshiping underground in their homes, just to worship and read the Bible, because the Church of England would not let them and was taxing them so much and doing all kinds of horrible things. They would even reading the Bible and singing worship music in their basements. Those are the people that left and founded America.
Mm-hmm. Well, the report last Friday is that ISIS is maybe going away, but not quietly. They definitely made their presence known at an Egyptian mosque when they attacked, you know, people worshiping and praying, which was rather disgusting on the one hand. Mm-hmm. But I would say on the other hand was quite encouraging because of the response of people of faith and how they have, in a sense, even though our religion might be in conflict, the idea that we could practice our religion with liberty is still protected by people, and that takes priority over the differentials of the things that we believe in.
Absolutely. You know, Bill, and I can tell you this, I have been to the region. I've been to many countries, especially countries where ISIS has been, and I can tell you that something very powerful is happening in Egypt. You know, I actually kind of laugh now. I laughed reading most of the articles, specifically from the Washington Post, on the Egyptian attack, and just the utter ignorance of anybody writing these articles, utter ignorance of knowing anything about the Egyptian people, about President Sisi, about what has been going on there. But as you said, there was a serious unification. There has been a unification between many, even Muslims throughout Egypt, and the Christians, the Coptic Christians there. People don't realize that 10% of Egypt's population is Christian, whether it's Coptic. The largest evangelical church in the Middle East is in Egypt, and they have all been coming together against extremism. You know, modern extremism, what we see, modern radical Islam, you know, these ideas from Osama bin Laden, from Al-Qaeda that led to ISIS, all of this were bred out of this ideology of the Muslim Brotherhood on a very large scale. Muslim Brotherhood at its founding, and its headquarters has been and was in Egypt for some time until Sisi started cracking down on that ideology. So you're talking about a country of 100 million people where much of them, because the Brotherhood, these extremists, still own the health and education departments. They own the education departments, even though Sisi has continued to jail them. So, I mean, this ideology has spread, but it is not, it is true. You know, you spoke about how ISIS has been on the run. They're on the run in Iraq and Syria, but one thing news hasn't been covering is that ISIS has already set up base strongholds in Sinai Peninsula. They've been there for over a year throughout the Sinai Peninsula and in Libya. So Egypt's actually surrounded on both sides by a very strong ISIS stronghold. And they've been in Sinai. Egypt's been fighting a mini civil war there in the Sinai Peninsula to get rid of ISIS. And so this attack was another attempt to show, hey, we still got some footholds here. But, you know, we tend to focus only on these bases being lost in Iraq and Syria. The dangerous thing is we'll just see, okay, ISIS is going down in Iraq and Syria. They're fine. We can ignore them now. Well, what's happening in Iraq and Syria is that as ISIS has gone down, Iran has come in. So Iran is taking over. They're actually, the Iranian regime is actually now targeting the Kurds who have been the ones in northern Iraq protecting the Christian refugees. They've now actually gone in and invaded Christian villages within the Kurdish region in northern Iraq just to try to claim their hold. So you have Iran up there in Iraq and Syria, and then ISIS now growing its strongholds back in the Sinai Peninsula. There's a lot going on there we're not being told.
Well, Tan, there's a lot in that statement that you just made. Let's just focus on the Kurds for a moment. We just got a report that the United States is backing away from supporting and giving the Kurds some help that they need. What's going on there?
It's actually very problematic. In fact, you know, what I've called it, and I've termed this as a rogue State Department right now in regards to Iraq. We don't have an ambassador to Iraq. We don't have any idea what's happening here. So we, at one point, it was okay to, we talked about Christian refugees, these Yazidis. Well, how are they being kept safe? We just discussed the term northern Iraq. They're all in Kurdistan. I've been there so many times. I've met with the Kurds. They're secular people. They've always been persecuted by radical Islamists. And so they've got this little enclave. Well, the moment they voted for, voted just to take an opinion poll of whether they wanted independence from Iraq, they started to be invaded. So Iran has really taken over. The whole proxy, the person doing all these things against the Kurds are the Iranians. And the saddest part on behalf of the U.S. is that we have completely turned our backs on them. And that's because, you know, Trump is a busy guy. He's working on tax reform. He's got his U.S. domestic stuff, everything to work on. So you have to rely on your State Department. But our State Department, I got word when I was there, is in bed with the Iranian regime. We still have Obama holdovers there like Brett McGurk and Tillerson, and they have completely turned their backs. Completely turned their backs on the Kurds, the only people that have protected the Christians, and now Iran is invading the area where the Christians have been safe, and now nobody's safe, and they relied on the United States. Israel was their only ally in this. Israel was the only one that spoke up on behalf of the Kurds, the Christians, and the U.S. remains silent. I think that is a huge story. It's a huge thing happening.
Exactly.
And I'm incredibly surprised we haven't seen anything.
Well, Jennifer Breeden, on the other side of your honeymoon, we got to have you back so we can break that down even further, okay?
I look forward to it, Bill.
You got it. Jennifer Breeden, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
The America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all there. And if you're so inclined, hey, you can drop me an email. It comes to me direct. NSA approved, by the way. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with so many high-profile cyber attacks in the news this year, it's more important than ever to remain vigilant in keeping our personal information private. Wouldn't you agree? Well, Cyber Monday, which is today, is the most anticipated shopping day of the holiday shopping season. 72% of consumers consistently are more excited for Cyber Monday than any other end-of-year sales day, including Black Friday and the day after Christmas. Are you ready? This is according to a study by retail analytics firm Euclid. Unfortunately, cyber criminals are responding by ramping up their efforts to attack the millions of Americans who are taking advantage of Cyber Monday deals. Now, most of us are already familiar with the basics, creating unique and different passwords for each of our accounts, how to recognize a secure website, and regularly monitoring credit card statements to keep an eye out for fraudulent activity. Yet, as cyber criminals become more sophisticated, the list of things consumers need to do to stay vigilant becomes longer. And fortunately for us, back with us is David DeFore. He's the Vice President of Engineering and Cybersecurity with Webroot, cybersecurity expert, and he's here to share some tips that you will need to stay on guard this holiday shopping season. David, good to have you back with us always here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. It's great to be back as well.
Well, I'll tell you, as we mentioned earlier, these high-profile cyber attacks really has consumers on guard more than ever, but there's some smart ways to approach this, isn't there?
There are. You know, you just, as you said to your listeners, you always have to be vigilant, paying attention to what's going on with your account, and just being on top of your cyber hygiene, ensuring you're protecting yourself as best possible.
I like how you phrase that. You do that every time we're together. You talk about cyber hygiene, you know, and you're one of the few that presents it that way. But it's so important to make sure, you know, we keep things clean, because those dirty areas make us vulnerable to the bad guys.
But that's exactly right. You know, that starts with antivirus software, but that's not where it ends. Your listeners really have to pay attention to emails they're getting, potential phishing attacks, things like that. And just kind of, as we're shifting more to mobile devices, they need to be aware of what kind of vulnerabilities are on those as well. So you just kind of have to pay attention to what you're doing and where.
You know, David, it seems that this hacking is so prevalent and pervasive that some people may just get lax and say, look, I'm a little peanut compared to these big guys that they want to go. Why would a hacker be in, you know, why would he care two hills of beans about my information?
Well, you know, they're probably not specifically targeting an individual or a consumer. What they're doing typically is it's a numbers game for them. They're creating malicious software that will attack as many machines as possible to try to get on those machines to potentially steal your identity, to steal, you know, maybe banking information. So it's less about you as an individual and more about trying to take advantage of broad flaws in computer software.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, as we noted, today's the day, Cyber Monday, an incredible amount of activity over the Internet. How can we, you know, be smart about being involved with Cyber Monday so we're not exposing ourselves and giving away unnecessary information?
Well, one of the biggest things, we've talked about this before, is do not use that public Wi-Fi at the coffee shop or at the mall to make those purchases, to maybe check your bank account. Cyber criminals can very easily monitor the network traffic and steal your information in those environments. It's much safer to use your cell phone with Wi-Fi turned off, so you're using the cellular network to do those purchases or check your bank balance or do that at home or the office. Maybe your boss doesn't want you doing that.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But definitely you want to make sure that, what would that take care of right there? Is that going to take care of about 80-85% of the problem potentially?
So that's going to take care of a significant number of the problems of people in public trying to steal your identity. So I don't have an exact statistic, but yeah, that's going to take a very, very large percentage of those problems off the table.
Speaking of which, what are the most common ways that our devices get hacked during the holiday shopping season? You mentioned, you know, coffee shops. It's convenient. We're there. We're having coffee. We have a minute, and we think, okay, good. Hey, maybe I'll make that purchase. But boy, all of a sudden, we pulled the curtain back on all our personal information.
That's absolutely correct. And so using the public Wi-Fi is one way. Another way this time of year that we really see is the bad guys really amp up the phishing attacks, where they're getting those emails with special deals, you know, click this link to get, you know, 50% off of this wonderful item you want to buy. What you're going to want to do there is not click that link. If most reputable retailers online are going to, if you type in the URL, the address that you want to go to, they'll typically have those deals available online as well. So try to avoid clicking those links in the email.
Yeah, you know, you and I talked about this as well, the awareness of the URL. These guys have gotten so tricky, and there's just a minor deviation. Some of our updated software can pick up on these discrepancies, but we're the ultimate gatekeeper, aren't we?
We absolutely are. And, you know, we've seen in this year a lot of different types of attacks through, you know, what we call spoofing URLs, where they're similar but not exactly the same. So your best defense there is to be, again, vigilant and to type in that URL yourself rather than trusting a link that you receive in an email or even in a social platform where someone sends you a link through a messenger or something like that you click on. It's better to type it than click.
Yeah, exactly. What about ransomware? We're hearing more and more about this on the increase.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, this year we've seen a huge increase in ransomware. It's been around, you know, 6-7 years now, but this year it's really taking hold. And over the holidays, you know, the cyber criminals, they have to buy presents for their families too. So you're going to see a huge proliferation of ransomware this time of year. And what that is for your viewers, I think they probably know this, but just to reinforce it, it's where a piece of software gets on your machine that locks all of your files. And you have to pay a ransom to unlock that information. So the best defense against that is a backup and good antivirus software.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is new, David, that I, at least from my previous conversations with you, heard you talking about Bluetooth functionality, and you're recommending make sure we turn that off.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill, but it's becoming more prevalent that the malicious actors can use Bluetooth when you're sitting in that coffee shop, when you're sitting in a restaurant. It's a way that they can get on your device, your mobile device, like your phone or a tablet that you may be using in that environment, and actually install malicious software or steal your information. So it's good, back to the hygiene. It's good hygiene. If you're not using Bluetooth, turn it off. But in addition, it saves your battery life.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, let's review the hits for the important things that people should do this holiday in order to maintain, as you say, proper hygiene, especially with today being Cyber Monday. A lot of activity. You want to make sure that everything stays safe, and including all your personal information. So review the hits, the main things we need to be focused on here.
Wi-Fi. Make sure you turn Wi-Fi off on your cell phone and use that cellular network, or use your Wi-Fi at home. Don't click on links in those emails. Go ahead and type that URL in to get to the page. Make sure you have good antivirus software. Make sure you're doing good backup to make sure if you do get ransomware that you can recover from it. And Bill, we have all these listed at webroot.com/safety. We have this information and more if people are interested in checking that out.
Well, this is great stuff here, David. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this with us. Good to have you back. David DeFore, cybersecurity expert, helping keep people safe from a variety of cyber threats, including phishing, ransomware, and other related malware that's out there. So stay on guard, keep it clean, and be smart about it. Remember, you're the final gatekeeper to all your personal information. Again, David, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
That's webroot.com/safety.
David DeFore, have a very safe and healthy holiday, and thank you so much for being with us, David. Take care.
Take care, Bill.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and look what we have for you. Ted Baer, surprise, surprise, CEO of Movie Guide. Ted is chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission Ministry and director of its Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment. And you can go to movieguide.org for all the information that you need to know. Mr. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing absolutely great. You know, if I'm talking to you, I mean, it just before we got on, you told me you love me, and I was going to file a suit. Anyway, this is great, Bill. Great to talk to you.
Just so the record's clear, I do love Ted. He and I have been dear friends, and I think the world of him. He happened to hear the last part of a conversation I was having with my son, and enjoy. You know, my parting words with him, I remind him that he is loved. So that's what that's all about. So sometimes we need to do that. But in some cases, some of this love can be a little surfacey. And that's what is proven out from Hollywood to the Beltway, Ted. I mean, this has gotten ridiculous, hasn't it?
Well, I think, you know, on one hand, I sit here praising God for this. Mm-hmm. No, actually, because... You know, but whatever the swamp is in Washington, my parents were in the entertainment industry of the 30s. My mother was a star. My father starred in 80 movies. I'm not going to go through all the mm-hmm. sordid history of Hollywood going back to the 1890s. I can mention Fanny Arbuckle and others, but, you know, this has been going on for a long time. And for many, many years, nobody would speak up. And thank God that people are speaking up who've really been abused, mm-hmm. because like Harvey Weinstein, who had his hit list of 100 people to destroy and all of that, because this is a serious charge. And we might, by having this all exposed with Kevin Spacey and others, we might get to the point where Hollywood takes responsibility. And maybe they'll take responsibility in their movies and their television programs. That said, you know, I think the joke that we made at the beginning and the joke right now is every day we're reading articles about, 93-year-old George Bush. Is that he 93 or 91 putting his hand on somebody's back and that being abused? Now, this is, and the girl was, excuse me, but she wasn't the most beautiful Miss America candidate in the world. So I don't think she realized that a 90-year-old man is not in that position. I'm 71. You know, my wife's been on chemotherapy for 22 years. I don't think this is the motivating factor for everybody. So I think there is an excessive part of it, and I've been watching all these places on news and everything else, and these people, really, one of them said, you know, that at least I'm getting, I would trade the money that I was going to get to be paid off for the, you know, for the ability to get the word out. And I'm thinking, they just want fame.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're really using the media to promote their career. And that's got to stop, too.
Yes, and some of this, Ted, yeah, and there really is. And the other side may be also, like I was listening to one of the victims, and of course, you know, you're sad to hear this story, but all of a sudden, then it's
an awful story.
It's terrible. But, you know, part of this, when you are dealing with the truth, is make sure it is the truth as best you know how. Don't let it become an excuse for everything that didn't go right in your life, because of this. That may be the case. It may not be the case. But hopefully you're honest enough in dealing with this, because if you're really going to be, you know, come to any sense of redemption and realization of what has happened to you, then you have to be brutally, brutally honest and accept, you know, responsibility where it is, and let the responsibility be where it needs to be. And, Let's not get carried away. But I like you. I'm very optimistic. I think this is a golden opportunity for Hollywood and for our leaders in Washington, D.C. to confront this issue, because they've got issues of their own. After we found out that $15 million, Dr. Ted, of the people's money has been used to cover their indiscretions.
And, of course, it's been so bad that but it's just been in the periphery that people have hid whole sordid places. I don't even want to say it on your radio program, where people have been doing just sordid deeds. But it's reflected in the entertainment. It's reflected in entertainment that is leading our children astray. You know, one of the, you asked me about Thanksgiving movies, and one of the horrible movies is, you know, about pedophilia. And I'm going, how could you possibly release a movie about pedophilia on Thanksgiving? And everybody says this is an Academy Award winner. That's what has to stop. That's what has to change in Hollywood.
Well, and you, as you mentioned, some of this stuff starting to come out. I mean, Corey Feldman has been saying for years, after what happened to his good friend Corey Haim, who finally succumbed to his depression and all that he had been dealing with relevant to being abused as a young man. And Corey Feldman told Barbara Walters years ago that this was an everyday circumstance. She couldn't believe it. She goes, I cannot believe you are accusing people in Hollywood of these kind of misdeeds. And Corey Feldman didn't flinch whatsoever. He said, that's exactly the case. And that's been sitting out there. So the entertainment industry, we the people, we've all decided to shrug and ignore it. We've heard these things, the casting couch on down the line. We've had presidents in the Oval Office doing their misdeeds, and here we are. I mean, America has paid a price for it. Now, are we willing to do what it takes to confront the truth and say, okay, we're going to be a different America in the 21st century?
I think we might be. I think we've got a lot of hope out of this, and I think it's an answer to prayer to clean up another area that desperately needs responsibility.
And, Ted, I don't want to underestimate this. People need to really get their brain and their hearts around the idea that this is a difficult situation. This is not going to be easy. This is very painful. I mean, you're hearing these women speak, and it breaks your heart to hear what they've endured and what they've carried, you know, for, you know, decades, what they've carried in their very spirits. And so for them to evacuate and get all these emotions out of the way, The only thing I can think that's going to really solve this problem is God himself. We need to bring God into the center of this. I know some people might, you know, bristle a little bit, but let me tell you, man has been trying to resolve this issue for ages, and right now our brain trust in D.C., all they can come up with is $15 million to pay people to be quiet, and the media to carry the water and propagandize and politicize these things and call them bimbo eruptions and one thing thing or another. But it's like, okay, if we're going to get serious, let's really clean this thing up. But if we are, then we need to make sure God is in the center to resolve this truly.
I think it's, as I said at the beginning, we have to be thankful that I think God has moved to change the industry enough that people are willing to speak up, and that's good news.
Now, are the rest of us, are we willing, you know, as Jack Nicholson said, you know, can we handle the truth? Are we willing to do what it takes? Because the difference from where the truth is and where we've been living, boy, that's pain. We got a pain differential to deal with here.
The truth is, you know, I used to be with the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District in New York, although I grew up in the entertainment industry. And one of my sons is a U.S. attorney in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And the other side of this, and we hinted it at the beginning, is that a person is not guilty until, you know, proven guilty either in a court of law or, mm-hmm. or admits to their guilt.
Unless you're running for Senate.
There's going to be a lot of accusations going on here and things like that, that you have to wait to make judgment. You can't have people tried in the press and expect to, you know, the truth to come out. There are a lot of people now who can't get jobs, and who are they and what are they doing, and did their life change? Did they change their whole behavior? There's a lot of unanswered questions. This is a very complex. So when you say about truth, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. So mm-hmm. Jesus is the only truth that we could rely on. And beside that, we've got to find and search out the truth.
Well, there it is. It's going to be found at the cross. And I pray that people will, their hearts would be receptive to that. And Ted, could you imagine the revival that would be ignited? It'd be a perfect time, you know, as we come upon the 100th birthday of Billy Graham. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, you know, I've done a lot of interviews on this, and one interview was with Sky News, and another interview was with the most popular program on Sirius FM, and I didn't realize that the co-host was a different lifestyle than most of us who have faith in Jesus Christ,
right.
And I came to my faith in Jesus Christ late in life, and when I was in my late 20s, so, you know, I came out of the dark side, but I said the Bible talks about exposing the fruitless works of darkness. It's not until you expose the fruitless works of darkness that you start to get the ability for the light to shine in the darkness and for the light to make a difference, and that's what happened to me. It happens to a lot of people.
Exactly.
It happened to some very famous people, and the host of the program on Sirius FM said, let me ask my co-host, who is a different persuasion,
right.
And he said, you're absolutely right. This is exactly what we need. Yeah. We need to expose all this abuse, no matter whether it's left, white, green, left, whatever it is. So it's a good thing. The exposure is good if people talk about Jesus, and that's what you're doing.
That's the answer. Well, we've got about a minute left here. Families coming together for Thanksgiving. Unlike what happened back in 2013 when President Obama said, hey, I want you to talk politics. I want you to really mix it up there over Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not sure we need any encouragement. There needs to be maybe some rules of engagement so that we can truly be thankful and enjoy our family time together. What do you think? About 30 seconds left.
Oh, we have so much to be thankful for, and I'm thankful for the fact that one of the best stories of the birth of Jesus has come out. It's called The Star. It's got an A on cinema score rating. That means everybody loves it. The man who invented Christmas, about Charles Dickens, and writing the story of The Christmas Carol about Scrooge, is a great movie. There are great movies coming out that are focused on Jesus. What a better thing to do on Thanksgiving than to thank God for the birth of Jesus, which is coming up at Christmas, by going to see The Star. Lots of good things to do.
Dr. Ted Baer, CEO of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Have a great Thanksgiving. God bless. Bye-bye.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.